Welcome back. This is Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q, lead pastor here at Reed's Chapel Church of God in Grandview, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you have a blessed morning and a blessed day. Our devotion for today is Luke chapter 1, verse 49. A little bit of context here. This is concerning the birth of Jesus. Mary has now conceived, and she's went to see her cousin, Elizabeth, which is now 6 months pregnant, with Jesus' cousin, John the Baptist. And so here we see Elizabeth greet Mary, and what we see happen is that it says there in verse 41, and it came to pass when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And so another sign that confirmed that this child was the Messiah. And of course, John would pave the way for the Messiah, right? Make straight his paths and prepare the way of the Lord in the wilderness. And so, but before all that is this situation. So after this happens, Mary has almost a song she begins to sing. She makes a joyful noise to the Lord. She begins with this psalm, almost to speak. But in verse 49, this is Luke chapter 1, verse 49. This is our devotion for today. It says, "For he is mighty, for he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name." So what Mary is speaking of here in this verse is really the prophecy of Isaiah, right? She knows that she is right in the middle of this prophecy being fulfilled. If you go to Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, it says that therefore, and this is Isaiah speaking, the Lord, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, or being translated there, God with us. And so, that is what Mary is referring to here in Luke chapter 1, verse 49. He hath done great and wonderful. He is mighty, for he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. So what great thing is she talking about here? She's talking about conceiving. Being a virgin and conceiving a child. This child would be the Savior of the world, born the Holy Child of God. The angel would tell her to name him Yeshua, being translated in Latin Jesus, and then to English Jesus. And so, that is where we get the name Jesus, right? Yeshua. His name would be Yeshua, Deliverer, right? Savior. And so Joshua was given the same name back because he was leading the children of Israel into the Promised Land. It's the same name as Jesus. They're both Yeshua in Hebrew. And that's why the angel said that. He will be named Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. That's the devotion for today, right? God's name is holy, and he has done great things. The greatest of all is the virgin birth, the perfect life, the sacrifice for sin on the cross of Calvary, the burial for 3 days, the resurrection, and finally the ascension. And he is now seated in the flesh, glorified body, on the right hand of God. So believe in this great and mighty thing which was conceived in Mary today. Believe in Jesus. It is the good news. It is the gospel. God bless you, and just meditate and give thanks for the birth of the only begotten Son of God today. This is Pastor Q with Daily Bread Devotional. We will see you guys tomorrow. God bless.